In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We've gotten a bit sloppy when it comes to talking about the church. The church is not a building. The church is not the same thing as this divine service. So we don't really go to church or have church. The church is never to be equated with one particular synod, ever. And the church is not exclusive to Lutherans. The church, as we confess in the Apostles' Creed, is the communion of saints. It is the fellowship of those who have been bought by the blood of Christ and made holy by grace through faith, whether they are in heaven or here on earth. So the church is all those who believe in Christ, regardless of what color they are, gender, or even what denomination they belong to. The Lord knows those who are His. She is the bride of Christ. She is the body of Christ, flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. His life flows into her. She is the flock gathered by the Good Shepherd. She is the branches connected to the vine. And yet, as we look at this church, the visible church on earth, false prophets are a reality. It is not politically correct to say, but the visible church is filled with false prophets who tweak the word and leave out the sacraments. It began with Cain, continued on through Ham, the son of Noah, and will continue right on to the last day. False prophets will always be in the visible church on earth. So watch out for them. Mark and avoid them. Our Lord is speaking these words to you. This was not just true back for Peter, James, and John in the first century, but it is true for us in the 21st century as well. Watch out for them. They are far more deceptive than any false, unchristian legislation, because these false prophets look like Christians. They are good. They are moral. They are zealous. They insist on the Word of God. They may even call themselves Lutheran. They have young, vibrant churches and beautiful liturgies. But this is the sheep's clothing, and they have stolen it. Deception is their play, and trickery is their game. If we are not careful, we will be easily deceived. Even as they deceive themselves, for they truly think that what they are doing is right. So by their fruits you will recognize them. Twice our Lord tells us to pay attention to their fruits, so we should listen when our Lord speaks and emphasizes and repeats himself. By their fruits you will recognize them. So what is the fruit of a prophet? His words, his teachings. He can look and act like the most godly Christian, but his teachings reveal his true color. So don't be amazed at their works, whether great works of piety or even miracles. Just because science can explain something doesn't mean it came from God. Miracles are not enough. At the time of the Exodus, Pharaoh's magicians did miracles as well. Zeal is not enough. St. Paul was zealous in persecuting the church of God. A name is not enough. There are many who call themselves Christian or Lutheran simply out of nostalgia. The word and the word alone is enough. So pay attention to the word. Pay attention to their words. Are they speaking the words of God or the words of men? By their fruit, you will recognize them. Now we see the sad state of affairs that the Christian church is in on this earth, including the Lutheran church. The wolves are ferocious. The new teachings seem endless, and so do denominations are number among the thousands. The church seems like it is constantly fracturing. It looks like Christianity has failed and will not survive. It's still a large religion. But we're not even close to being united, at least on this earth. She looks nothing like that beautiful bride of Christ, but rather she looks like a tattered and abused call girl, weak and schizophrenic. One denomination contradicts the other, and both claim scriptural authority. New teachings are endless. Worship styles very, to say it in a nice way, and tears stream down our faces. We long for unity. We want to pray and commune with all those who call themselves Christians, but we just simply can't here on earth. The Lord knows those who are His, though. He can see the heart. We cannot love unity more than we love Christ. We are bound by the Scriptures. He knows those who are His and those who truly believe. He is the bridegroom, not us. He is the Lord, not us. He is the King, not us. He is the head, the shepherd, and the Savior, not us. And so in love for us, His bride, Christ warns us about these dangers. A parent has only done half of his job if he only tells his child how to behave. He also has to warn that child about the dangers of this world, such as drugs, violence, bad characters, among other things. So to our Lord. He doesn't just tell us what to believe and how to live, but He also warns us against false prophets. He tells us what to avoid. It comes not from an arrogant heart, but from love, so that He might save His church. So mark and avoid these false prophets, lest you turn out to be an unproductive tree and are cut down and cast into the fire. That's the danger. That is what's at stake. It's not just simply a name. It's your eternal salvation. No false doctrine ever will lead you to Christ or to heaven. It always leads away from Christ. No matter how small and insignificant you think it is, it always leads away from Christ. Only the true Word of God can lead you toward Christ. Only that Word of God can create faith in your heart. Only His death for you, His forgiveness for you, His righteousness given to you, only that can save you. And so we too must repent. Yes, we too must repent, lest we pat ourselves on the back because we got it right. So let us get off our soapboxes and onto our knees. It's by grace, dear friends. It's by grace you are saved through faith. It's by grace that you are members of this holy Christian church. You're not doing God any favors by coming here, but He is doing everything for you. We come here just as tattered and beaten and confused. Our sinful flesh constantly leads our body and soul away. It's constantly attacking and abusing us with sin. We too also can become confused as to what the Word of God says, and something that at one time seemed so clear is now moved into a gray area, especially when friends and family are advocating for it. We are not part of this holy Christian church because we understand everything perfectly or even can articulate it perfectly. We are not part of this holy church because we believe perfectly or because we live perfectly. We are part of the holy Christian church because of Christ and His work for us. It's by grace through faith. Because of His blood received through faith, He makes us part of the church and unites us to Himself and to one another. And so we come here still battered and beaten and confused. At times, we honestly may look more like a drugged up prostitute than a holy bride. Our sins have done their worst. But we are not scolded. And He does not shame us into obeying. He does not simply send us away telling us to try harder next time. But He loves us. The Lord of the church takes us and washes us in His crimson blood. There is no stronger soap. It bites and eats both sin and death in an instant. It heals our tortured consciences and repairs our guilt-ridden souls. He is still our Savior. He removes from our muddled minds the excess clutter of money, of work, and societal opinions, and refocuses our minds back on His forgiving love. He refocuses us back on His heaven. And so we stand up as a beautifully dressed bride without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless, self-controlled and alert, with a clear mind and a godly conscience. The confusion is all gone, washed away, and we are focused solely on Christ and what he has done for us. His thoughts are our thoughts. His will and mind are our will and mind. His behavior is our behavior, as he lives in and through us toward every godly work. This is not only true of us, but this is true of all those who have faith in Christ. They are just as pure and spotless and holy and perfect as you and I. For there is only one bride, not two. One flock, not two. One body, not two. One head, not two. One church, not two. We are united to them by the blood of Christ. Whether they are in heaven or in East Asia, whether they call themselves Lutheran or something else, we are united to them through faith in Christ. But sadly, we cannot always enjoy this union here on earth. False prophets have done their work, but how truly wonderful it will be when we enter heaven and stand next to Germans and Persians and Africans and Jews, people exactly like us and people completely different from us in every way, and yet united to us and we to them by the blood of Christ. One holy, glorious church called out of every tribe, language, and generation, saved by grace through faith. To earthly eyes, it looks like the church has failed, that Christianity cannot survive. Internal strife is great. External pressures are always growing. And which of us can claim to be without sin? The church doesn't look like it will survive from an earthly perspective, and many recognize that, and so they seek to change and adapt with the changing cultures. But let us take our eyes off of what we see, and instead view this church as Christ sees her. He doesn't see the tattered garments on an escort. He sees his holy and undefiled virgin bride clothed with strength, righteousness, dignity, and honor. He doesn't see chaos or confusion. He sees a triumphant wedding procession. He sees the gates of hell crumbling with her every step and the spiritual forces of evil terrified, fleeing at her advance. He doesn't see denominations. He sees his bride. He doesn't see names. He sees his most holy name baptized onto their foreheads. He sees his church constantly in prayer, asking him to come quickly and help. And he will come visibly. He will very soon, even as he comes to you this day in bread and wine. He will never abandon his church. He will never forsake her. She is his, and nothing can stop her advance, nothing at all. For by his sacrificial death, he has already vanquished all of her enemies for her. And so now this is a much more pleasant picture of this holy church. Let us see her as Christ sees her, and so let us see ourselves as Christ sees us. Denominations will constantly come and go. They will never end. False prophets will always be there, trying to deceive. Pay attention to them, mark and avoid them. But even though the church looks like it will not survive and lies in shambles, she is still Christ's. He is her Lord and her Savior, her bridegroom and her head. He has clothed her. He feeds her, and he will protect her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.